You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, though, let's talk some Falcons with Myles Garrett. We see him up at the branch all the time, Fox 5 Sports anchor reporter, and he's a good follow on Twitter as well. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. What's going on, Myles? How you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good, Mike. Enjoying the day. How you guys doing?
Yeah, you know, stealing money, bro. You like the moves. I mean, I know you like the Kirk Cousins move, but tell the listeners.
Yeah, no, I think Terry Fontenot's been cooking so far. I mean, for lack of a better term, I think the big thing that he's done so far that is really good is I think he's created a team now to where there's no glaring need. Now, are there needs? Yes, of course. I think there's still the argument for pass rusher, of course. Maybe you could use another receiver and, you know, maybe a right tackle. But I think for the most part, and a cornerback as well, I think cornerback number two should be a priority too for this team with the absence of Jeff Okuda. But I do think that this team is pretty good given what the moves Terry Fontenot made in free agency. Now, there's still a lot to be considered for the draft, but I do think, you know, getting a starting caliber player in Rondale Moore for Desmond Ridder was huge. I didn't think you'd get a starting caliber player for Desmond just because of what we thought the market might be for Desmond. I think that was a huge move for them. And obviously Darnell Mooney getting a number two wide receiver. I think that the overall size, I guess you could call it, for the types of receivers that this team has drastically shifted from what it was last year. I think with Arthur Smith, it was sort of that big body type receiver, the Mac Hollins, the Cordarrelle Pattersons of the world. I know he played a little running back, joker, whatever you want to call it, but those were big dudes. Now you've got sort of those speedsters and Darnell Mooney and Rondale Moore to kind of complement Drake London a little bit. So I think for the most part, these have been some pretty good moves Terry's made so far.
Myles, you mentioned the wide receiver room. Do you feel like they've done enough there in order to say that in the second round, third round, we don't have to get a receiver there, or should that still be a target?
I still think it should be a target, but I do think it will definitely bottle up to how comfortable is Raheem Morris, and I guess specifically Zach Robinson, feel with that room as is, because, you know, we've seen what Darnell Mooney did in Chicago. He had that one good season that's kind of suffered through some injuries here in the past. Do you trust him to be that number two wide receiver, or do you maybe take a chance on a guy like Ladd McConkey, perhaps, who could be right there for you in the second round? I think that would be an interesting selection for the Atlanta Falcons to really kind of shore up that wide receiver room. Do I think they'll address it in the draft? I do, just because of who they added. They added two guys. I think they'll add another. You're going to need some depth there with the formations they're going to run with Zach Robinson. You have Cordarrelle Hodge. Do you trust him to be a starter? You don't really know quite yet. He's made some plays for you, but I think you maybe ideally want one more sure-handed type guy in that room.
Myles Garrett's with us, guys, from Fox 5, talking about the Falcons. We spent a lot of time about edge rush, and do you feel that the edge rushers, Jared versus maybe it's Dallas Turner, are higher on the Falcons' board as far as the best football player than the corners? Because, I mean, we've always taken the best athlete, Myles, and I just can't believe we're going to go 4 years in a row without taking an edge rusher.
Yeah, and I think that that's been the main theme of what Terry Fontenot has drafted. You said it yourself, ever since he's been general manager of this team. He has taken, you know, you may look at it a different way, obviously, but I think for the most part, he's taken the guy that's been the best player type available that's on the board overall, whether that's obviously Bijan Robinson or running back. You know, in any other draft, he's probably a top five pick 20 years ago just because of the value of running backs. But as you said, at that point, at pick number eight, I think that the edge rushers will be the best available guys. Now, there's an argument that maybe a Malik Nabers, the Romeo Dunzis, you know, the receivers,
no!
those types of guys.
No!
I'm not saying they will. But those guys may be the quote-unquote best players available there. But outside of that, yes, I do think Dallas Turner, a guy like that, Luata Latu, probably another of those types, you know, those edge rushers who will probably start falling off the board there if a guy like Joe Alt, the offensive tackle, may not be off the board yet.
Now, Miles, another big need for this team is going to be in the secondary. Without a lot of cap space left, do you expect them to pursue one early in the draft, or could Terry Fontenot try to finagle something and make it happen with a free agent?
Yeah, at this point, it seems like it might be the draft route, but here's the question. Do you reach maybe for a guy at 8 at cornerback? I don't think so. I think the only way you take a cornerback is if maybe you trade down, which very well could be the scenario. Maybe a quarterback starts falling, a receiver that a team wants to grab, maybe wants to trade up to Atlanta. Maybe you get a guy like Tarion Arnold or Quinyvon Mitchell, who are kind of maybe those mid-first-round type guys, get some returns and maybe double down on receiver in the second if you get a couple picks there. So I think if cornerback is addressed, it will be in the draft just because of who's available right now. Because we know A.J. Terrell is your number one. Clark Phillips, I think, showed enough to warrant starting, but are you ready to trust him year two already to be that number two guy? I think he could be, but I don't think he's ready quite yet. I think you want to have a guy that's ready to go just in case. And, you know, it's worth taking a shot on a guy like that maybe in the first round if you trade back. I think taking a guy like Tarion Arnold maybe at 8 is a little bit of a reach. You know, you could maybe go local with Nate Wiggins, the Westlake grad, the Clemson guy, basically A.J. Terrell 2.0, maybe a little bit faster, but I don't think those guys are number 8 overall pick type guys.
And then, Miles, we were talking about this yesterday with Brian McFadden. How do you handle the A.J. Terrell contract?
Yeah, that's going to be the question, too, with A.J. Terrell. I mean, how are you – I mean, because, I mean, he's 2 years ago, A.J. Terrell, I think you could make an argument, was a top 3, top 5 cornerback in the NFL. I think the last couple seasons, specifically last year, I think maybe there was a little bit of regression. Now, he's still a true number one. I don't doubt that in and of the slightest. But I do think A.J. wants to be in Atlanta, and I think that is helping matters. I think they have similar agents with Kyle Pitts and Jesse Bates as well. I think that all helps matters here. But Terry Fontenot, I think, has done a good job navigating contracts. And, look, they're going to need a number one cornerback. And if they don't sign A.J. Terrell, they're going to have to go out and get a number one cornerback because that's one of the most important positions on the field on the defensive side. So if you don't get A.J. Terrell, you better get a number one very quickly because they don't come around very often.
Now, when it comes to the quarterback room, it sure looks like, Miles, that Taylor Heineke is going to be back. They picked up that $1.2 million option a couple of weeks ago or a couple of days ago. But beyond that, do you think it's prudent for the Falcons this season, with even with Kirk in play, to still look at maybe a 6th or 7th round QB?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I may not even think they wait that long for it. I've heard there's some chatter. There was a very large contingency to check out Spencer Rattler at South Carolina, who has been rising up draft boards. Maybe you take a shot on him in the 4th, 5th round type. Maybe, I doubt he goes earlier than that, but maybe a 4th round chance, because that's a guy that is sort of a prime type to sit behind Kirk Cousins, because he's not in any way ready, I think, to start games in the NFL right now, but he's got a lot of those tools. And look, I mean, Kirk's going to be 36 years old. They're going to have to start a plan to get the next guy rolling. Do you want to have him sit behind Kirk and maybe wait a couple years, or do you want to wait out to trade up to get a first round guy? That's going to be a big dilemma here, because when are you going to be picking in the top 10 again? Ideally, you're not hoping to do that anytime soon.
Right.
And it's looking that one of those top four quarterbacks won't land to you at pick number 8. So all of that being said, I do think they need to take a quarterback, because Taylor, I mean, how much longer are you going to pay him there to be your number 2? Like you said, it's looking like he's going to be there at least for this season, but you're going to want to have a young guy to have maybe a succession plan in place at some point for Kirk Cousins. And if they had a good contingency up there to South Carolina, who's to say Spencer Rattler may not be that guy?
Yeah, I just think, you know, the window is now. I just feel you want to replicate what you did in 16 and knock as many. I mean, we used to joke around about Arthur Blank. I need 3 starters, you nitwits, you know, from this draft class. I'd take a flyer on a guy like Jordan Travis in a lower round, because he's going to need some time to develop. I don't like that. I'm not sold on that Rattler thing. It is our man Myles Garrett, guys, from Fox 5. We're talking about the Falcons and the draft moves. There are clearly 2 tiers to the edge rushers. We talked about this to start the show. Do you feel that if they did go corner, or, again, throw the monkey in the wrench and go wide receiver, Myles, that we will see Ebba Cady and Zach Harrison take that jump? Or, I mean, how do you see those guys? I mean, they need to take that jump. We need to see some production from the guys we've drafted the past few seasons.
Yeah, and I think we've sort of seen that a couple with a few different players of those guys sort of taking that second-year jump. I think we saw it a little bit at the beginning of last season before he got hurt with a guy like Troy Anderson. I think he was starting to take those second-year jumps. Arnold Ebiketie, we did a lot of film study at Fox 5, kind of watching him. Our DJ Shockley, a lot of listeners may be familiar with him, kind of did some deep dives into what he was doing. I think he got really unlucky on a lot of plays. I think Arnold Ebiketie was right there a lot of times. But you're right, he does need to step up and create more pressures and more sacks, because, as you know, as most fans know, that's a position that's just been haunting this team for almost decades now. You had that one season with Vic Beasley that kind of came out of nowhere, but the team really hasn't had a true pass rusher since the days of Patrick Kearney and John Abraham. So you're going to need to get a guy to step up, and whether that's, you know, David Onyemata and Grady Jarrett able to create more pressures for you on the inside for guys like, you know, Ebiketie, Anderson, Carter, and whoever that first round pick might be, whether that is a Dallas Turner or a Latu, they're going to need to step up, because the pressures are not going to work with what they've been having the last 5 years. So because of that, yeah, Arnold Ebiketie does need to take a step up, but I do think he's very, very close.
Going off of Mike's last point, Myles, how big of a drop-off do you think it is between Jared Verse, Dallas Turner, and then another guy you mentioned, Latu, and the fourth guy, Chop Robinson? How big of a drop-off is there?
I think those top three are pretty close together. I think there is a little bit of a drop-off there at the fourth one, because I think you're going to see Latu, Turner, Verse, all those guys go in the top 15, around that realm. I mean, maybe one of them drops to 20, but I don't think those guys are getting out of that range in the first round. I think they've proven enough, they've shown enough. Dallas Turner, Defensive Player of the Year in the SEC, you know, Latu creating the pressures. Like, yeah, maybe there's some injury questions with Latu, just coming back from what he did, but, you know, as Mike is very well aware, being the Florida State guy that he is, he's seen the havoc that Jared Verse can create out there,
right.
And I think all three of those guys are game wreckers.
All right, man, last question for Myles Garrett from Fox 5. We got some pieces. One guy, you know, we forgot about, Troy Anderson, the linebacker core. They seem to like the job Caden Ellison. Is Nate Landman going to beat out his housemate for that linebacker job in this preseason?
Yeah, that'll be a fun development to watch. I think it's a good problem to have with their linebacking core. I think that has now turned into, oddly enough, one of their strongest rooms on the team, because Caden Ellis has performed, or I guess exceeded, you could say, this past season expectations. We saw what Nate Landman did, getting the extension as well. And as I said earlier, Troy Anderson was really looking like he was taking a turn there at the beginning of the season before he did get hurt. He's
right.
Was every bit the player that Terry Fontenot was looking for, just that size and speed, kind of able to go from sideline to sideline. That's his game. And to have a guy like Lorenzo Carter there, kind of as maybe your fourth best guy, is, I think, a really good problem to have. And also, we keep forgetting about D'Angelo Malone as well. I think we're still waiting on him to maybe come out a little bit more than he has, but definitely a good depth piece and a guy that you could be watching to maybe make the team. Ideally, you'd like to see him do that, because he was the trade piece for Matt Ryan. Eventually that pick became D'Angelo Malone. So ideally you'd love to see him take that next jump. But overall, I think the linebacking core is a very strong unit for this team, and competition is good. I hope to see Raheem Morris coach these guys up.
Oh, I lied. One more question. The center position. I don't know. Is Dahlman going to be the guy? They kept Nuzeal around. I mean, do we need to address that as well in this draft, or you think we got it okay in the middle?
To my knowledge, I think they're going to stick with Dahlman. I think they were happy with what he did this past year to kind of separate himself. Obviously, I think there was a competition for a little bit with Matt Hennessy there, but I do think he's firmly established now as a starter. Now, I do think the offensive line is basically shored up with Jake Matthews, Bergeron, Dahlman, and Lindstrom. I do think the question for if maybe you address the offensive line, whether that's the first round or later, is, like you said, center or maybe right tackle with Caleb McGarry, because McGarry, as we've seen, was a very good run blocker, which fit very well into Arthur Smith's scheme. But his pass protection, I think, maybe left some things to be desired for. Yeah. So is he going to be good and firm at that right tackle spot? Who knows? But I think those are the only two positions, center and right tackle, that may be still addressed.
Right. And Alt is still an option, too. Maybe they might like to, you know, beef up the O-line, and he would definitely be worth a top eight pick. All right, brother, we will talk to you between now and the draft. Thanks for coming on, Miles.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.